Hey, you guys, welcome to another episode of Nick Talk with me, your host, Nikki James. And today I have a fantastic family. It's hard to put into words that they're a fantastic family of five is what I was going to say. It's made up of five siblings and their manager is their father. He also is the producer. And we're going to find out a little bit more about them. I wanted to quickly go into a little snippet of their reel that they put together where it kind of breaks it down for everybody on who they are and everything. So here, take a quick listen to this, and then we'll discuss it a little bit further with Florin.
Hello, my name is Florin Cristi. I'm an independent music producer from Transylvania, Romania, not too far away from the castle of Dracula. I'm also the father and manager of Liliac Band.
My name is Ninetta, and I am the mother of the Liliac Band, My Treasures. And I was also born in Romania. I met my husband, Florin, here in the United States, and we got married and we got busy with the...
Hello, my name is Samuel. I'm 19 years old, and I'm the lead guitarist.
Hello, I am Abigail Christie. I am 18 years old, and I am the drummer.
Oh, I am Melody. I am 16. I am the bassist and the lead vocalist.
Oh! My name is Ethan Christie, and I am 11 years old, and I play the rhythm guitar.
My name is Justin Christie. I am 10 years old, and I play the keyboard for the band.
We perform at Santa Monica Pier every weekend for the last 7 years.
And 3 years ago, we picked up our instruments and started a rock and roll band.
We are Liliac!
We're the most popular family band at Santa Monica Pier.
Let's go ahead and talk a little bit more about that. I know that this was a couple years ago, wasn't it? The kids are a little older, aren't they, Florin?
Yes. It was in 2018, actually. We've done the reel because MTV producer that was filming Ozzy Osbourne, actually his assistant, found us on the pier, and she was like, would you guys do a reel? I really believe that we could do a TV show on MTV with you guys, and I want to present it to the producer. So that's why we put it together, to show it to her.
Okay. Yeah, that was great. I almost didn't have to do an introduction at all. When I watched that, I was like, wow, that makes my job really easy. All right. So tell me a little bit about, let's first start with you, because the band started with you. You tell me a little bit about where you're from and how you started the band.
Well, I was born in Transylvania, in Romania, 1980, and my parents moved to US in 1992. So when I was 12 years old, we moved to Orange County in California, and that's where I grew up and went to high school. And then I met my wife at a Romanian church, and we got married. I got married very young, 18 years old, and then had kids.
I was watching one of your other interviews, and it said, or you had said that you guys had met at like a Romanian church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's why probably I still have my accent, because my youth year, I kind of hang out with in the Romanian community at the church. And, you know, coming and being here new, it was kind of hard to blend in because I didn't speak English, and it took me time to learn.
Wow. And so you didn't speak English when you first moved here?
No, not at all. This is my English is my second language.
Oh my gosh. And you moved here in what year?
92.
Oh my goodness. What a learning curve. Was that frustrating for you?
It was tough, especially when you're very young and you go to school and you're trying to understand the teacher and you don't, and you know, you kind of like last in class. And but you know, I took ESL lessons, and you know, then I started learning English, and that's how.
You're very good at it. Does your wife speak English fluently too?
Yes. I mean, she came here same way, at the same age. She was 12, and you know, yeah, she speaks fluently. But sometimes, like, me and her speak like half Romanian, half English. Mm-hmm. The kids do not speak Romanian because when they were little, like especially Ethan, Sam and Abby, the first two kids, we tried to teach them Romanian. But when they went to school, the teacher were complaining that they can't understand them. And so we said, all right, we'll just gotta go with English because that's what we need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you are from Transylvania.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that comes into play with the metal and kind of the feel of the band.
Yes, that's why we kind of have a new genre. It's called vamp metal because he has that vampire style. Mm-hmm. And the way they dressed, I don't know if you've seen music videos from Liliac. It's kind of the Renaissance vampire style of clothing. I mean, actually, I have my vest too, my Transylvanian vest myself. And Liliac means vampire bat in Romanian.
Okay. So,
you know, how we came up with the name was we're trying to find the kids tried to find a band name. And one day they asked me, Dad, how do you say, actually, they were talking about Ozzy Osbourne when he bite the head of the bat.
Yeah.
And we're like, man, that's crazy. And it was like, Dad, how do you say bat in Romanian? And I was like, Liliac. Like, whoa, that's it. That's our name.
Wow. And
I was like, are you sure? Say, yes, we love it. That sounds really good. I mean, to me, it sounded, you know, bad in Romania. It was kind of normal, but everybody's loving it. So.
Yeah, it's great. So is it technically called the Liliac Band or just Liliac?
It's Liliac. But, you know, actually, when we tried to get the website, Liliac was already taken. There's a wine in Transylvania, liliac.com. So, you know, we had to go with liliacband.com because the name, you know, they have a wine factory there wasn't available.
Have you ever taken the kids back to Transylvania?
Not yet, because we're waiting to tour Europe and that's when I want to take them there.
Yeah, the pandemic's kind of.
To see the Castle of Dracula.
Yeah, there's, if you take the Hollywood tour bus here in LA, did you ever do that where... The writer?
Yes, I did. I did with the kids. When we have guests, when we used to live in LA and we had guests, hey, can we do the tour? So I would take them. Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. I remember when I first moved here, I did that. And one of the things that stuck out the most was the house of the writer of Dracula.
Yes. It seems like they're very obsessed with vampires, especially in USA. Most of the tourists, like 90% that visit the castle, actually from USA, from America.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a big thing here, especially in Seattle. You know, everybody wants to go be one of the, what's that movie with all the vampires that the kids
Twilight?
Like? Twilight. Everybody wants to, yeah. Everybody wants to be a Twilighter. Okay. So you are a manager and producer. Let's talk about producer. You started off producing music before the kids got into their groove of their instruments, correct?
Yeah, well, see, the thing is, you know, a lot of people think like, okay, you guys planned it. I'm gonna have five kids and start a band. It actually wasn't like that, to be honest. You know, I always pursued music since I was very young. Once we moved here a year after, my mom bought me, you know, keyboard, accordion, piano, and I was the keys. And I always liked music. I loved music. And I always played and wrote songs and composed. And then I tried to pursue to become an artist. But getting married so young, you know, once you have kids, it's really hard. So, but I wanted to pursue. So basically, the best way for me to be behind the scenes is become a music producer and create music, work with artists. So my kids grew up around the studio. I had an independent studio recording a lot of artists, all kind of music, pop, hip hop, rock. And them growing up, you know, around the studio, I saw that they're interested to, you know, to perform, to sing. I always heard them singing around and picking up sounds and songs. And so then I wanted to keep them active somehow. And I took them on the Santa Monica Pier, where, you know, you can get a performing permit and to have them perform and gain their confidence.
Yeah.
So that's how we all started.
Wow. I was watching some of your performances on Santa Monica Pier and I saw there was a point where you had to wait in line to be able to perform. I had no idea.
Yes, because there's like 24 stars on the Santa Monica Pier for performers. And it's not only performers like music or people that, you know, does caricatures or write your name on a rise. They're considered talent as well. So there's only 24 stars on the pier, and talents, there's like 40, 50 people. So basically what they did to make it fair, they did a raffle, like four raffles, and everybody gets 3 hours if they get, you know, picked in the raffle. Based on, you know, you put your permit number on the ticket and they raffle it off, and who gets a spot in the morning and doesn't get in the morning, then they could try the other raffle and they have a chance. And so that's how it works.
Okay. It's amazing. Something like, you don't realize that there's such, like, you know, a
organized
process. Yeah. So that's great. So you really had to do, I'm sure there was a big learning curve there when you first started. Do you remember the first time that they performed live?
Yes, I do. And when they started, I don't know if you've seen, because, you know, we kind of, our lives and our family is like open book. I mean, we kind of, today's era with vlogs and blogs and all this stuff, we always put everything we do and people seem to get entertained from it. So they started with Samuel, the oldest. He was doing Michael Jackson, you know, impersonation, like Billie Jean. He used to do the dance. Ooh. And that's how we used to get the crowd. So, you know, at the beginning, I would get a karaoke track. They, you know, Melody and Sam would sing songs and Abigail would dance with them. And then he would do the Michael Jackson stuff. And that's when we get the big crowds. And that's how they started at the beginning, because they were little. And yeah. I just, you know, the three oldest ones were the first that I would take them to perform.
Yeah. I was, when I watched you guys on Santa Monica Pier, my first thought in my head was, how do you get the power to, like, amplify? Because I watched, what was it, Crazy Train, when you guys were performing on the pier. I was like, how do they get the power on the pier to just, like, the amps and everything? Is that a whole debacle as well?
Yeah, so basically Santa Monica, you know, they don't allow you to use their power because, you know, so how we did it and how everybody is doing it, you get a battery, like one of those car batteries or then you hook up an inverter and then you have the power. So everybody, you know, I kind of learned at the beginning, because when I got there at first time, they were like, okay, can I use the power from the pier, from the city? And they're like, no, you need your own battery, you need inverter and all. So you kind of have, that's the only way you could do it. You power your own equipment.
You know, that leads me to another question. I'm sure all of that equipment's really expensive. I know it because, you know, I host a podcast show where I have to have all this fancy equipment. So what do you, is producing the only job that you do, or do you have a second job too?
Yes, that's the only thing that, you know, I do. So basically Monday through Friday, I used to record artists, mix, produce, and then I sacrificed every weekend. Actually, you know, we did it for 8 years.
Wow.
The kids grew up on the pier. Every weekend I would take them there, but it was fun because we would go to the beach before the performance or after the performance. Every Saturday in the morning, they would have volleyball, you know, in the sand practice. And then we go and perform for 3 hours and then we go out. So it was kind of a fun, you know, it was, you know, if you think about it, we're paying our dues performing because, you know, we always have to be, you know, giving all your energy and, you know, on a performance, attracting the crowd. But it was also a lot of fun. So we enjoyed doing what we did. But I sacrificed every Saturday and Sunday for many years so they could, you know, become better at what they do. And it's good that I did, because their confidence became, they were so confident performing that once they got called on the show, they had no issues with performing.
I noticed how good they are in front of the camera, and I was like, I'm sure that came with time, but yeah, very impressive. Good job, Dad.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, so as they grew older, did they ever switch instruments when they were learning?
Actually, Melody, she gave the bass guitar, because she used to play the bass guitar, to Ethan to play it, so she could be more, you know, performing more freely. And she's a very enthusiastic performer, like Freddie Mercury was in Queen, or Ronnie James Dio. She likes to use her hands. And when she's on stage, she runs around, walks around, you know, gets connected with the audience. When she had the bass guitar on, she couldn't really, you know, move from the mic, because she had to sing and play the bass. But this way she could take the mic and just go on in the crowd if she wants to. So it really helped a lot.
Wow. Okay. And so Justin is the youngest. He plays keyboard. He's pretty good for a little fella.
Well, yeah. I took him to take lessons at Downey Music Center for about 4 years. They took lessons every Wednesday. So, you know, Monday, they would used to take taekwondo lessons. Mm-hmm. Wednesday, they used to do music lessons. Friday, we would go to rehearsal studio. And then Saturday and Sunday, be at the pier performing. And that was our schedule for many years.
So I know you guys are still independent. You haven't signed with anyone yet.
Yes.
Yes. And why is that?
Well, because, you know, we're having a lot of success. And, you know, just like, for example, I used to do music video editing and actually shooting for other artists. And then I taught my son, Samuel, how to do that. So we kind of, everything we have out, we've done it ourselves. And, you know, as you can see, you know, Facebook, they have over almost 600,000 followers. On YouTube, they have almost 300,000 subscribers. TikTok, 200 something thousand. Instagram, it's almost 200,000. So people are liking what we're doing. And I'm afraid that if we, you know, change it, they'll be like, well, I like how you guys are doing it. And actually we're growing and getting better. Every music video gets more, you know, it just gets better. And it's like we built our own company. And of course, when we get to a point that we can't handle it anymore, we would definitely would either hire a company or let a company take over on that side. And we just write music and record and produce. And we didn't have offers. But at one point, we want to prove ourselves first. And if it doesn't work, but it's working really well for us. And we still could, you know, if I feel like right now, let's do a video or let's do this, we can do it and put it out. And you know, it's kind of, you try. Sometimes you work on a song and you think that, man, this song and this video is going to go viral, is great. And it doesn't. And sometimes you do a song, a video, and you put it out and it just blows up and you get millions of views within 3-4 days. And we're like, you never know what works. You just got to do what you feel like doing and put it out. And then you see what, and it happens so many times over and over. You know, and I think that free spirit, it really works. And people love that, being yourself, not somebody, okay, do this, do that, because that's what worked before. And that's what I feel like labels are doing. They always try to groom certain artists and they start sounding the same like everybody else.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think too often they want their clients to be recordable. They want them, you know, to sell records. But what happens is you lose a lot of the authenticity. Now I want to move on just a little bit, no pun intended, but let's talk about where you guys have moved to now. You're in Georgia right now, correct?
Yes, we moved to Georgia because we have a lot of family here. And we, you know, we bought a big house for everybody. You know, it's a huge house, but the advantage is that we have a 1600 square feet basement where we want to build a big studio. So we're trying to figure out the name. Should it be called Bat Cave or
yes,
you know,
no, studios. Of course it should. Well, there's, I mean, it has to be called Batcave.
Yeah. 2019, we had a big tour. Then we put out the album in 2020, but with the pandemic, everything kind of, you know.
What good do you think came out of the pandemic for the kids and you?
The best thing that it was, it gave us time to stay at home and quarantine and really focus on the album. And we've done, we've recorded 13 original songs. And every song actually could be a single. It's really good. I mean, once we released the album in October 30th, it went straight to, well, it got to number 29 on iTunes on the rock charts, best, you know, selling. And we didn't put any money in promoting or marketing. All we did, we announced on the social media, our album is out, guys, go buy it. And that was really amazing that and it stayed on the charts for a few weeks without any investing any money. So that was a big, big achievement in my opinion as a music producer. Yeah. And it was my dream come true because I always wanted, you know, something that I produced to be on the charts, especially on iTunes. I used to always follow the you know, the charts on iTunes, who's number one, who's number two.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's amazing. You know, well, at least you know you're still being played over in England.
I'm really happy that he introduced Liliac to you because, you know, I'm happy for this interview that we're having right now.
For Mr. Dave Thomas over there in England, he wanted a colored vinyl of the Queen of Hearts. I lost my place here, but I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. The Queen of Hearts vinyl.
Yes, we do have it. It's a double vinyl. We just received it because it took, because of the pandemic and everything, it took about 5-6 months to get it done.
Oh, wow.
Pressing. And we did pressing in Buena Park, Erica Records, everybody, you know, we saw records of Michael Jackson, you know, Beatles, Kiss, all these bands. And they did a phenomenal job. And right now we actually been, my wife been shipping and we've been, you know, putting it together because we had a lot of pre-orders. So definitely get me the address and we'll send it over.
Oh, that's amazing.
And well, he could play it on the radio, the Queen of Hearts.
He loves it. He wants the vinyl for his collection because he's a rock guy.
Yes.
So he told me, he said, it's $29.99. He sent me the screenshot and everything. And he said, the only problem is it's so expensive to send
the
it.
Shipping, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so, I feel so bad because we have so many fans across the sea and international. That's how much they charge. You know, because, you know, we don't, the shipping is, you know, it got nothing to do with us, but shipping there, that's how much they charge. And it's sad because, you know, people in US have an advantage, all the fans, because, you know, they pay way less and there they pay more. And, but we still have people ordering, but we'll figure out with him. So he could definitely have the vinyl records, you know.
There you go, Dave. I told you I'd
I'll have Liliac autograph, all the band autographing for him as well.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you. He told me he spoke to you earlier on the show when you guys were just getting started. So he's going to be so excited. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for tell him thank you for connecting you with us.
Absolutely. For sure. He told me, he's like, I'm going to be listening. He's like, is it live? I'll listen live. I'll tell everybody. And I was like, no, because it's a podcast and we have dogs in the background. So,
Well, exactly.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about the outfits. We kind of touched on it a little bit. You're wearing some of the whatever. If you want to have the kids come in.
Okay, guys, come on.
Yeah.
In. Talk about outfits. You guys could
talk outfits for days.
All right, so here is, let's introduce yourselves. Let's get everybody in.
Yeah, you can get all settled in.
So we're missing, okay, Abby's there. All right, let's start with the oldest.
My name's Samuel Christia. I'm the oldest, 21 years old, and I'm the lead guitarist.
Hello, I am Abigail. I am the drummer, and I am 21 years old. Hi, I'm Melody. I'm 19 years old, and I'm the lead singer. Yeah!
Hello, I am Ethan. I am the bass player and I am 14 years old.
Hello, I am Justin. I am the keyboard player and I'm 13 years old.
And we are
Lydia!
Woohoo! You guys have done that a time or two, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, great to meet you. Listen, I want to talk about outfits because I know that's a big part of kind of fashion.
It's very into fashion and looking cool. Yes.
I noticed that. Melody, you're front and center. So do you have anyone that picks it out for you or do you do it?
I kind of do it. Like if we would go to like a cool, really rocky or vampire-y
like
store,
gothic stores,
gothic store or something, I would like just put like choose something from here, something from there, and make it into one whole outfit.
Nice.
I did that like a couple of times, and then the store, the cashier guy's like, wow, I couldn't even put that together.
She does a great job.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so Abigail, what about you?
Yeah, so, me and Mello are like about the same size, so we kind of share clothes as well. So like,
save money.
And I'm like, hey, can I wear this?
Yeah. And then I'm like, hey, can I wear that?
Yeah, so, you know, we all go to the same like stores and everything. Like in California, when we used to live there, there's this vampire store called Ipso Facto, which is like all vampire. And that's where we usually do our music video outfits and like really, really exotic clothes there.
Yeah.
That's so cool. All right, so let's get to the boys. So Samuel, what about you and your fashion?
Oh
yeah, well I really like the gothic Victorian style. And I like the Renaissance era.
The classical look.
Like just like that vampire like vests and stuff like that are really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with the tail, the tail at the end.
On the back, the tail, like kind of the classical directors have.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I noticed that you have a nice, it kind of reminds, it's like, I would say simple, like I don't know if you guys swear or not, but it like kind of badass, I guess, like simple, you know what I mean? So sorry, Dad. Ethan, how do you describe how you get dressed for a show?
A lot of chains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have these pants with a bunch of chains on them, and I wear that sometimes. And sometimes wear a vest, kind of like Sam, like a vampire.
We like to like, as well as wearing a certain color or like a certain style.
Yeah, it depends on me. What I wear, they have to wear.
Like kind of, we kind of try to match. So like, and sometimes, we don't go all Renaissance and like vampire. Sometimes we do like metal, like where's this black and like rocker look. So if she decides to wear that, then we're like, okay, let's get our clothes to match her.
Yeah. All right. So you like the chains then. That's kind of like your signature, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he looks really good in hats too, Ethan.
Ethan. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I love
that. I think Crazy Train, you saw the hat was kind of falling and he was like.
I also really like jewelry. I like to wear rings and bracelets and stuff like that.
No, Melody, you took a question right out of my mouth. where I was going to come.
It's a coffin case.
It's a coffin case.
I love that. So I noticed that. That was one of my questions. We're going to do like a fun little, a fun little quick question here later, but I knew you'd be the jewelry.
Yeah. And you know what's also really cool? Our fans even gave us cool outfits and rings and necklaces and stuff like that. So we get
fan mail.
Fan mail.
Oh,
so we put a lot of their stuff that they gave us.
You know, I wish like Twilight would have had another movie and then you guys could have done the music for it. You know?
We could have been the other vampires.
I know, you could have.
A vampire rock show for all vampires.
That's right.
It would have been a great success.
Oh my goodness, I still think there's a future there. But all right, so let's go. Justin, what's your style?
I mainly like vests, like cool vests and
button shirts.
Yeah. I have this one vest that I like to wear that on the back it says rock and roller. So.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Do you all like rock and roll or is there another genre of music that you actually like to listen to? More.
Well, we all love rock and roll.
Of course.
Like, started the band. And we also love, like, the classic and oldies and classicals. And well, me personally, I like Brazilian music, so I listen a lot to that. Yeah.
She speaks Portuguese. She
yeah.
learned
that. Oh. Learning, yeah. I'm not oh my fluent, God. But I do speak it. Yeah.
And them too like a lot of the video games, music. Songs, music. And they pick it up and they start learning on the instrument, the songs that they hear while they're playing video games. And that's really good way of just expand your talent.
Yeah.
More songs
See,
you know.
Video games also are good for you because you can learn the music.
That's very
true.
It's
not a waste.
You know what? I think you guys all seem so very smart. And I know you guys are all homeschooled, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
are you still?
Us older three.
We graduated at 16.
Oh, look at you guys. No big deal. Wow.
These two are still in school.
Okay. Go. Wait, what was that, Justin?
I said I wish I wasn't, though.
I know.
Cool. Yeah.
What grades are you in then, right now?
What grade?
I'm in eighth grade.
Ethan?
I'm in ninth grade.
Ninth grade. Okay, good.
It's high school.
Yeah, high school. You guys aren't missing much. <Just kidding. laughs> All right. So I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the big songs that you guys did. Samuel, what is your favorite song that you perform?
Let me think.
Come closer, Sam.
Well, I know that the solo guitar on We Fight, We Fall is kind of, you know, complicated. So that's fun to play. Also like to play Crazy Train. That's a really fun solo. Yeah. So those are what
Randy Rhoads.
Yeah.
All right. So Abigail.
Okay. So I love to play our original stuff a lot. And I think my favorite would probably be Nothing because it has double kick in it as well as, you know, it's really dramatic and really like epic in a way.
Dun, 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 dun.
I also like Crazy Night.
Yes. Yes.
I also like Crazy Nights because the drums is very unique and really complicated. So
it's really
just makes it more fun, like really syncopated.
You know, the Nothing, the music video for the song Nothing, the original was the first single off of the Queen of Hearts.
Yes.
We shot it in our apartment during quarantine in the living room.
Nice.
We took all the furniture out and put it in the kitchen, in the bedrooms.
It was so crowded.
And
was like,
we set up the band.
Yeah.
We put the lights and smoke, you know, we had a small smoke machine, but we put so much smoke that the smoke detectors smoke detectors started going off.
Yeah.
And
you could just use it as like the background music.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I know. I bet there's so many different moments like that that you guys have. I want to talk about that later too. But Melody, let's go with what's your favorite song? Yeah, either to perform or to sing.
Well, I like to sing and perform all of them, but a cool like make sure we do is from Dancing in the Dark going into Crazy Nights is really cool. Okay. I also really like performing like Rainbow in the Dark because it's a Dio song and I'm really good at Dio songs. But yeah, I my favorite song I really like to perform is Vertigo, especially when Sam does the solo. I dance a little bit and then I have to go down to his little pedal to press a button so his effect goes on because he can't do it when he's playing.
Oh yeah, wow.
And then I do this move where I go like, I point at the sky and I just press the button.
That's awesome.
But it looks like it's a part of the movement, but yeah.
Oh, so. Awesome. All right. Same question, Ethan. What's your favorite song to either perform or, I mean, either your cover or one of your originals?
I like to play Crazy Nights. It's fun to play on bass.
Yeah.
An original song that they wrote called Crazy Nights.
Yeah. So is there a lot of bass in it for you to play?
Yeah, it's like a really cool bass line.
Very groovy.
Yeah, that is cool.
We also did the video to that one.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, I'll have to watch out for these now. So I'm gently writing these down so I can watch. Okay.
So to perform, I really like to play like the really pumped up song so that I could like really rock out to it. So like Holy Diver and Crazy Nights, that's like probably some of them. And I also like to play Nothing.
Yeah. Yes, that sounds really funny when you say that. I like to play nothing. That's a lie. I know it. No, that's great, you guys. Okay, so I was listening to some of your songs. Okay, one of my favorites is this one. I'm gonna give it a listen. I don't know if you guys are gonna be able to hear it, but it might take you back.
Actually, they were planning to have fire coming out of the guitar and the bass guitar.
Ooh.
But they were afraid because they have long hair. They said if their hair catches on fire. So they canceled that. And I was like, man, that would have been so cool in that big fire.
Yeah.
See, I could never do that. I have much hairspray.
But I do wish you would have like those kinds of effects on every show.
Me too.
Even like lights. I feel like what I hate the most is when we're performing and then once the song ends and it gets black, the guy immediately turns on the lights. I'm like, keep it dark until I start talking.
Yeah.
You know, like make it seem like, ooh, you know, suspicious. Yeah. Like if you don't know the songs, at least try to feel it with the lights, you know.
That's a good point. You know? Look, she's like a little like producer in the making right there. She knows how to do the everything. Yeah, yeah.
Like,
that's
like even sometimes when I'm on stage, I'm like, can you please dim the lights? Because this is like a moment of quietness.
Like crickets. I don't have that on my soundboard.
Yeah.
Or bats. But yeah, that good job. Yeah, because sometimes when you're done performing, you want it to kind of like, you know, you're done with maybe a big beat and everyone's like feeling it and the lights are off. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I want to see you guys at concert now.
Yeah.
Have that. Are you guys, do you have a plan for that? Live concerts coming up?
Yeah. We actually have a couple of shows, one
coming
here in
soon.
Georgia and two in Florida, and then others in like around the East Coast area.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
A mini tour. The booking agent was able to put in the states that are allowing shows.
Yeah. Well, luckily for you guys, you live in Georgia, and they're doing pretty good with, you know, being open and allowing people to do things and still being safe with social distancing. Oh my gosh. That is a tongue twister. Okay. I wanted to talk a little bit about, I want to do some fast firing questions. Okay. This is a little game that I came up with. It's called That's Me. The person that's always late. Hey, that's me.
Oh, me?
Dad, you're just getting.
I gotta get my beard ready, and that takes a long time.
Okay, and I like points too. Okay, who's most serious?
And my dad.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
Get serious.
The most funny.
I think Ethan. Ethan and me.
Ethan and Lola.
Okay. This one's really important. The stinkiest feet.
Sam,
what
do
you mean me?
I knew that would get
all the firstborns have the most smelliest feet. I say all the boys. Yeah, all the boys.
I knew it would be the boys. All right, who gets the most nervous before a show?
Sam.
Okay, Melody, who loves jewelry the most?
Who loves what?
Melody.
Jewelry.
Me.
I knew it.
Jewelry, oh yeah.
Okay, who is the most hyper?
Justin.
Me.
Yeah.
Justin. So calm on camera. Okay, who do you guys think, if it's you, say that's me, who's the smartest?
Yeah. I think me and Ethan.
Well, at least I'm not saying I'm the smartest, so I'm not lying.
Who is the most shy?
Ethan.
Me.
Yeah.
I knew he wouldn't say it. I knew he'd be too shy to say that.
I'm shy at first, then after you guys know me, I'm like really like outgoing and out there.
Yeah. All right. Who snores the most?
Dad. It's a Transylvanian thing.
Who's the cleanest?
Abby.
And me.
And Sam.
Okay, who's the messiest?
Well, I'm clean sometimes. The boys.
Yeah. We've got Justin and Ethan there. Okay. All right. Who's the most bossy?
Justin's pretty bossy sometimes.
Well, only when it comes to popcorn because it's fun.
I understand. Do you like salty popcorn or sweet popcorn?
Abby's bossy. Yeah. I think we're all bossy at sometimes when it means something to us.
Yeah. I do need to know the answer of this though. Salty popcorn or sweet popcorn?
Salt
buttery.
Oh.
Buttery.
Oh wait, no, that's buttery.
Salty.
Did you say butter or no?
No.
Yeah, salt, buttery, salty, or sweet. It's
what do you guys like to eat?
I actually really like chocolate popcorn. I would melt the chocolate and the popcorn. It tastes so good.
Gosh, I'm getting hungry now. All right. Who's the most high maintenance in the group?
Needs the most like attention.
Yeah, like
me.
Okay. All right. Who loves animals the most in the group?
Me.
Melody. Oh. Me too, though.
Justin loves. I mean, we all love animals.
We all do.
Yeah. All right. What about you, Abigail? What do you like? What's your?
Oh, animal? I love all animals. I love dogs and like. I love rabbits too. They're so cute. And I like dogs too. I like hot dogs, corn dogs, chili dogs.
She's witty. Samuel, like, do you have a moment when it was hard for you to play anymore because your fingers are?
Yeah, well, it's definitely
If you don't warm up.
Well, like in the beginning, you would get like calluses.
Especially in the beginning.
And like your fingertips would like, you know, hurt from playing so much.
Yeah.
But now it's like I kind of got used to it. Like my skin got harder. I don't know if that makes sense, but like, it's easier. Like I don't get that much.
I could relate too because I play the bass as well. But on stage, Ethan plays the bass. But I got calluses and it's so weird. After getting that, it takes a while until like I feel like the hotness when I touch something hot. And it takes like a few seconds.
Like you don't feel the hotness.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's like you guys have like a superpower in your fingertips.
Yeah. So if I can burn, I probably won't feel it until like 2 seconds later.
Yeah.
I have calluses like all over my fingers. Yeah, she has them like all over her, like inside of her hands.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. So yeah, and Justin, when you play the keyboard, have you ever accidentally like hit a wrong chord and nobody ever knew and you could just like go past it? Do you do that a lot?
All the time. No.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah, that happens sometimes.
Does it make you nervous when you accidentally hit a wrong key?
I just hit it.
Like that one time when you're playing, was it Queen you're playing? You came in wrong and then you're like, it was nothing.
Yeah, one time on Queen, I pressed the wrong note on the interlude and then because I missed the first note, I couldn't figure out the rest.
Derails you. Yeah. Okay. What about you, Ethan? So you're bass guitarist, right? Yeah. So was there ever a moment when you were like, oh, poo, and like it just derailed you?
Yeah.
Sometimes my straps would come off on the bass.
Oh, wow.
And then like I have to like. Like it's hard to hold it, so I'd have to like sit down on like an amp or something.
But Ethan,
like he's really good at catching back on quickly if he misses a wrong note. Because I'm a bass player, so I can hear it when he messes up the note, and I look at him like that, and he's like, "What are you looking at?"
Just keep going. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. All right. Do you guys have a favorite place that you play?
favorite.
I would say the Kiss Cruise.
Oh yeah, me too. Kiss Cruise was the best.
So
yeah.
tell me a little bit about that.
Well, it was very cool because we had to fly to Florida, and I think that was like the first time flying in a very long time since we were like children. I was like kind of nervous going on planes, but after that I'm like, oh my gosh, I love going on a plane. So fun, like, it was so fun. And then we went in this huge ship and we're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we're here, you know?
Yeah,
because we entered through a contest where like fans go ahead.
It was funny because when we got there and we were signing in, we thought we were going to be the last ones on the boat or something. Well, we kind of
were because we were
kind of late, but we saw, while we were signing in, we saw like the band members from Kiss walking by.
And Paul Stanley were walking by, and we're like, you know. And it was so cool. It was so cool because how we got in was through a competition or like a contest where fans get to choose who gets to play on Kiss Cruise. Votes. And we got like the most votes. We entered in. And it was so crazy because out of all of the bands when we performed, and because we performed in a different deck because Kiss had like the main stage, you know, so we played at a different deck. It was so crazy because out of all the bands, we made like a huge crowd. Like there was like the deck was all filled, like the main floor and up and there on the top and on the stairs. Wow. People were standing, everybody was like so crowded.
Oh my gosh,
so epic.
Yeah, and even like actually some of the original band members from Kiss came to our show to see us perform. And we're just like, you're in the crowd, you know.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think you're better than that.
You played with one of the members from Police too, didn't you, on that documentary?
The drummer.
Yeah. So how was that?
So that was one
back in the day.
Back in the day when we were still performing, like busking on the Santa Monica Pier, and this was on the boardwalk. We got an email from BBC that they want to do a documentary for drums that Stuart Copeland is like directing and part of. So he wanted us, Liliac, to be in the documentary. So one morning, you know, we brought all our stuff, we set it up at the on the boardwalk, and he came in and started playing with us, Enter Sandman, and oh, it was so amazing.
Was
and
so
he
fun.
Sang my snare. It was super cool.
If you could play with one person, who would it be?
If they were alive, probably Kirk Hammett from Metallica.
Okay.
Eddie Van Halen.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Like as a band, like our whole band performing with, or like a person?
Just you. You yourself, like if you had, this is very personal for you, like someone that you love, that you would love to perform, like perform with.
For Alive, I would love to meet Roger Taylor from Queen.
Oh,
man, that would be so amazing.
Dead Neil Peart.
Oh, from, not
and
from
then,
Rush.
Yeah, and then Neil Peart from Rush.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Melody.
So me.
Your personal favorite.
My personal favorite. Oh. Alive. Oh, my gosh.
Who would you just be like, ooh, super starstruck?
I know a dead person, though. I would
okay,
definitely.
Go. Who?
Okay, for a dead person would be Ronnie James Dio.
Okay.
Because he's my main inspiration. And just to see him, I would cry. You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, he's my main inspiration and I love him so much. And Alive, there. I've been listening to Alice Cooper. Zeppelin.
So
Alice
yeah.
Cooper would be fun. Really fun to play with.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
That is really cool. Okay, so let's go to Ethan.
Yes,
Cynthia.
Who would you love to play with? Like your personal favorite. Think about your music that you listen to.
Like from the bass player from which band?
That's
too bad.
Yeah, just
or whatever.
Yeah.
Even if you want someone to sing and you play bass for them, anything.
Yeah. You know, band.
Yeah, Nate wants to battle.
Okay.
Okay.
Then,
So for Alive, probably Freddie Mercury.
No, he's not.
I mean, sorry, I meant unalive for unalive.
Unalive. I like it. Okay, and
Well, can it be a whole band or like one?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, be a band.
Probably, I would say Kiss.
That's really cool. Well, I want you guys to know that I was looking around, and I was watching some of your stuff, and I knew that you guys liked certain people, and I knew certain people were your inspiration, and I wanted you to know that I reached out to Metallica, and that's all. They didn't get back to me though. I know, but I'm working on it. You're welcome. Maybe we'll do a round two. And I gave them all kinds of information. I talked to their manager. So, but we did our podcast too quickly. But if we do, maybe if we do a round two, I can get them on for you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be fun? All right. I'll keep working on it. Okay.
Okay.
Have you guys ever thought about doing American Idol or The Voice or other singing shows other than the ones that you did, the ones that reached out to you?
Well, American Idol and The Voice is not, it's just the voice.
Yeah, it's not really the,
not really the band. So
that's true.
Yeah. So maybe
because you guys want to stay together, don't you?
Yeah.
So is that something that you always want to do? You guys always want to work together and stay together?
Yeah. Yes. Okay, we would do a reality show.
Yeah, that would be a reality show about like our lives and how we're touring and how we're growing as a band.
Partridge Family.
Yeah. Yeah.
and what it's like to perform in the Bat Cave.
Yeah.
Is my Bat Cave.
I know. I'm getting like all these vampire
ideas.
Yes, my favorite movie before, it was always the Twilight movies, just so you guys know.
Yeah, I really like the movie. A lot of people say it sucks.
I like those movies. And then there's one, the Dracula Untold.
Yes, that's so good.
We can't talk about that anymore. But, okay, how long do you guys practice?
Like all day.
All day, every day?
Yeah,
every day. Well,
When I don't have school, I usually practice 4 hours.
Yeah, but yeah. Because of school, it kind of limits down our practicing time. But yeah, we still practice a few hours.
Yeah, but like for me, since I don't have school, I would practice singing for like a couple of hours and then play the bass for a couple of hours. But then like we would sometimes have days where we go to our basement and rehearse for a couple more hours. So basically for me, it's all day.
But we also do like videos and stuff. So
yeah, so basically, like, yeah, even like recording and singing.
There's a lot of work.
So basically, all day we do Liliac stuff.
Yeah. You know what? I like how open, like your guys' lives is like an open book. And I really love that. You document everything that you do. You documented when you went to Mammoth. That sticks out to me is because I'm here, you know, in LA. And so yeah. I was like, oh, I had just moved here from England. So I had never been.
How's England?
It's gray. It's you know what? It's perfect for vampire stuff.
For a music video or something.
Yeah, that would be great for a music video. It's always gray, but it's never freezing and it's never hot, you know.
Yeah.
So Dad, you were talking about Phoebe from Friends. What was this?
Our booking agent I guess he got an email from what channel was that on?
NBC.
Forgot exactly, but Phoebe has I think it's a cartoon though. She does the voiceover. She's one of the actress. It's her show, and they really like Wild Thing, the video and the music, and they want to play it in the promo video. So we just signed an agreement with them, and like you said, the booking agent said that you never know, that could lead even. Maybe they could do a show and bring Liliac to perform Wild Thing there, and they get to meet Phoebe from.
I'm in love with Friends. I love that show. Yeah. I watch it.
I like it too. I like it mostly because I need more. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, that's great.
Things I don't have.
I know, exactly. No, but wonderful, you guys. Congratulations. And absolutely.
I'm so excited.
Good job. And you know what I love about you guys is that you're always doing stuff. You're like, you know, way to be, because you always want to stay relevant, and good job on staying relevant through the pandemic too.
Thank you.
I want to talk about some of the outreach stuff that you guys have done. I know you have done some things with veterans. Can we talk quickly about that?
Well, they've had a few shows that, like, festivals where they kind of, and we like, kind of dedicated to the veterans. And we would see them bringing the American flag, and they would do the salute. Yeah. But also we did some fundraising shows, like, for example, that really struck us, and we promoted that, sold a lot of tickets there, was that the mother and 8-year-old son, they both had cancer at the same time, and they're going to the, so they actually came to the show, they got to meet the band, they raised a lot of money for the show. We gave them, merch, and they were really happy, and they took pictures and got autographs. So that was really moving. I mean, to hear that a mom and a son to go through the same, go through cancer at the same time, it was just
crazy,
heartbreaking. Yeah. That was in Washington, Tacoma, I think, around there. Yeah. We had a show there.
Yeah, that's where I was born.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
So thanks, guys. Do you plan on coming back over to the West Coast, or are you just going to kind of travel around to where
well,
we get booked?
Well, definitely, once they open the country, they're going to tour the whole U.S. and probably the world, because we have
a great
booking agent now that, And the demand, they really want to see the band live. We had a lot of sold out shows during the 2019 tour, and it's amazing. Yeah.
Well, I know they love you in Germany. I know they love you in the UK. And I know they love you over here in Los Angeles, California, and around in Georgia. And you've got Washington, you've got Oregon, you've got connections everywhere.
Thank you.
You guys are so, so talented. Each one of you is very,
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Melody, your voice is seasoned beyond its years, girl. I don't know how the heck you do some of those things. I was practicing before I got on. I was like, no. how do you keep your voice able to do all those big, hard notes?
Yeah, well, I think it had to do with like a lot of experience throughout the years, because especially during in Santa Monica, I would lose my voice like all the time. And that wasn't good, especially when I started getting into raspiness, the grip. It wasn't easy at first, but then like learning and practicing and learning from vocal, my dad and I worked on the vocal a lot to get the vocal to control it, not to blast it out and dry out the voice. So me and my dad actually would teach me vocals, because he also learned a lot of vocal lessons when he was at a young age.
Wow.
So then he would teach me the stuff he knows, and then we would work together to find the right attitude, to find the right technique and the right everything, I guess.
Yeah.
And then throughout the years, I got better and better and better. So like, and getting ideas from singers and like big people.
Yeah.
Like, what's his name from Van Halen, David Lee Roth, that little, that's where I first started like getting ideas, where I get like little scream parts,
and then
I would just extend like the scream to be,
Yeah.
And then the main grip and attitude, I got it from Ronnie James Dio. I would watch all his videos and everything he does, even the way he talks.
Wow.
I would like to watch that,
So
it has to do with a lot of experience and using the right technique and the right attitude.
You guys are such like a friendly, loving, bright group. This is probably one of my favorite podcasts. You all are. I wanted to go around the room. If you guys have your own individual social media outlets that you'd like people to follow you on, let's go ahead and go around the room. And so people can follow you.
Well, our main Instagram or social media is Liliac Band.
You can find it on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook,
everywhere, Liliac Band, you know. But our personal, mine would be Melodio underscore Stargazer.
Mine's just Abigail Christia.
On Instagram.
And mine is just Samuel Christia.
Yes.
And mine is Papa Liliac.
Papa Liliac.
Poke Ethan on Pearlful.
Well, I'm not very active, but my Instagram is JustinChristy7. But I'm thinking about changing it to Anonymous Justin.
Very good. Do you guys have a gamer tag? I know you guys are big gamers, some of you.
My Xbox gamer tag is UnfurledBulb395.
Mine has too many numbers to remember, but one of my gamer tags that I use to for some games is Just Might Be Cool.
Just Might Be Cool.
And mine is Sam Shredica.
Dad, do you have one? Is it Papa
No,
Liliac?
Unfortunately, but I should make one, right?
Yeah, that'd be so fun. I know, especially
with
the pandemic.
Papa Liliac.
Yeah, especially with the pandemic, I feel like people who wouldn't typically be playing games, you know, I have a Nintendo Switch now. I never thought I would. But
yeah,
there I am. Mario Kart.
I got addicted to this one video game Ethan showed me. It's called Undertale, and that's like my favorite video game of all time. I'm like looking up all the memes, watching all like the funny compilations of Undertale.
Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, you guys. Okay, well, so much fun. We'll be in touch. I'll let you know if Metallica reaches back out to me.
All right. Yes, awesome. Yes,
reach out for Megadeth too.
Okay, Megadeth. Do we have any other requests?
Liliac will put a cover song of Symphony of Destruction, and it sounds really good. And also, so Iron Maiden would be great too. They did the Trooper on the show, and they approved for Liliac to do it.
Okay.
You know, it came out really good, and I think it would be nice to open up for Iron Maiden.
It's been so much fun. You guys
Thank
are
you
awesome.
So much.
Yes.
Thank you so much for having
me.
Voice is so big. I absolutely loved it. And you guys play great.
Everybody. The further we go on the world's best, we get to bring rock and roll back to the people, and that's kind of the Liliac dream.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Liliac fans! Everybody, congratulations! A great performance. Well done, buddy. Well done, sir. Congratulations. Great performance. What did we think, guys?
Well, the family that rocks together stays together. And for those who are about to rock, we salute you.